The Blaze Radio Network. On demand.
Have you ever been to a PBR event?
Last year.
How first was time. It, Jeffy?
First time. It was fantastic.
And we got another one coming up Saturday. Saturday. This Saturday, and two of the guys are here. Ryan and Edgar in studio with us. How are you guys?
What's going on?
Professional bull riders, not amateur bull riders like Jeffy and
I. Yeah, I mean, you know.
Edgar's the professional bull rider. I just sing country music.
Oh, I thought you were a rider as well. So you're the Iron Cowboy.
Yes, sir.
A little closer to the mic here, right there, real close.
Yes, I am.
The Iron... Man, that's a badass title.
That is.
You
that
don't get the name Iron Cowboy, you know, being soft and spongy like me. That's not going to happen. So who gave you the name Iron Cowboy? Is that a marketing thing or did you come up with that?
Well, you got to...
Oh, that's not you. You it's the earn event. It. It's the, you're not known as it's the event. It's the event. See, you need a name like the Iron Cowboy.
There's no doubt about that. We have to have a name for him.
Diamond Jim Edgar. Something like that. So we'll come up with something for
a cut above.
Okay, so this event is the Iron Cowboy.
Yes, sir.
And it's just one stop on the circuit, the professional bull riding circuit?
Yes, one of the majors events.
One of the majors, yeah, this is a big one.
So, how long have you been riding?
I've been riding for 10 years.
Wow, you're not that old.
No, I'm 26.
All right, so in 10 years, how many bones you break?
Oh, not a whole lot.
No, seriously.
Seriously, have you not broken a whole lot?
No.
He's good, that's why. he's Diamond Jim Edgar. He doesn't break bones. He breaks bones, not his own. No,
thank you.
He breaks other people's bones. That's how it works.
How many bulls you killed?
Yeah.
None.
So what do your family and parents and friends say when you say 16, gonna start riding bulls? It's dangerous.
It is, but it is. And then we're all living it, right? My family, we're all in the same environment, so we're just doing it.
So did you grow up around it then, too?
Yes.
In rodeo in general, is that?
Yes.
Where'd you grow up?
In Sonora, just south of Arizona.
Okay. And did your dad ride, relatives, whatever?
My dad rode just the road bulls, and my uncles ride Bronx and bulls. And
so this is just standard.
It's a family affair.
They're razored and...
My family got rid of the bulls right after I was born. And, wasn't and I was like, why would they do that?
Yeah.
So, Ryan, tell us about you.
I'm a former Black Hawk helicopter pilot. Started doing country music in 2006-ish, but my brother and I were deployed to Iraq together in 2004. He was killed in action, became a Gold Star family member. Decided to go after this dream, and in 2017, I signed a record deal with PBR Music. We released an album called Celebrate America, and we're doing the Celebrate America campaign this year. We're honoring our fallen military, law enforcement, and first responders. PBR is one of the most red, white, and blue patriotic organizations you're ever going to find.
I was really amazed at that last year, being the first time that I had gone. It is all red, white, and blue America, man. I mean, it was great.
And legit, too. I mean, this is...
Yeah. It's not a bandwagon thing. They've been doing this since... I mean, it's the 25th anniversary year for the PBR. They've been doing this since they started. You have bull riders like Edgar here that are... I mean, they're passionate about their dreams and what they get to accomplish in this country. And coming from a small town, USA, where I came from, 11 people in my house, serving in the Army for almost 21 years... And finishing off as a Black Hawk helicopter pilot, and then now chasing my dreams. I mean, we started at Madison Square Garden with this year, so I've got to perform in Madison Square Garden.
That's
and Saturday
awesome.
Night, I'm performing at AT&T Stadium, and this is the American dream, and these
no
guys
kidding.
Get to come and pursue it. And I think it's $1 million purse this event for the American, and then I don't know how much they're paying for the actual event for these cowboys, but I mean they're just and Edgar's one of the best in the world. He's so humble, but every one of the cowboys are just like that, and that's what the PBR represents. It's amazing.
Yeah, so tell us about the purse. How does that work? Is it a one purse per event, or can you take portions of it? How does that work?
Well, it's like all the events. Pays different. Like this event, whoever wins on Saturday on the Iron Cowboy is going to take $100,000.
That's, wow. Yeah, that's impressive.
Are there smaller purses at the same event, or it's pretty much just one purse, one event?
This measure pays $100,000, and the regular events on the season pays around $40,000.
Okay. Have you taken purses that large at times?
I'm just out on tour,
okay.
Actually. So.
So tell us about how the point system works. Because this has only been around for the last, 10 years or so, the point system with PBR. Because this is a league. Think of it as it's a sports league.
The best of the best, though.
Right.
Like the All-Star League, the top 35 bull riders in the world. It's amazing.
So, but there's a point system on how you're scored, right?
It is. Like, you pretty much start with three pro division events and then velocity events. That's kind of like in the middle, and then on tour. So the tour has more points than anything else. And so all depends. The bigger the event, the most points that you get, and that's kind of that's how you've been making points every weekend, so working at it to be working to be on top, right?
So what do you get points for? How are the points awarded?
Because you got to place like whoever went first. That's the one to take more points.
Most points, yeah.
And then the second, third, all the way like this event, all the way to 15. That's how you make the point.
I was really fascinated at the relationship that the riders had with the bulls. Some bulls didn't like some riders, and some riders didn't like some bulls. It was really fascinating to me that they would go back and start slamming and screaming at the bulls. I hate you.
Really?
And start banging on the fences. How many bulls you hate?
Is there a couple that you really don't like?
Well, not really.
Which one do you hate the worst? Which one are you going to ride Saturday that you hate?
I don't know. Well, I drew one of the new bulls, so he's probably going to be like that because he's new. I haven't seen him before. He's going to be a little bit mad, probably.
The new ones are a little more ornery, is that it?
Yeah, it's because they just start traveling too, so they haven't got used to
a little cranky.
All the crying.
I can't imagine that, right? Now, the way I understand it, I was talking with some friends of mine who were pretty familiar with how PBR got started and explained that there's a regular fan base of, 1.5 million people that are locked in. And you go, okay, that's a pretty good size, not as big as some sporting events. But the 1.5 million people that follow PBR are rabid. I mean, these fans, they're at the events. They live this. They're passionate about it, right?
They are.
There's right now 40 million dedicated PBR fans on a regular basis are following this organization, and you started off with rodeo, and then you got 20 of the top bull riders that came in, and they said, hey, we just want to do what everybody is staying for at the end of the rodeo, so we're going to create a league that's just the bull riding. So there is a difference between rodeo and what the PBR does. It's only bulls. It's a show. It's pyrotechnics. It's like a WWE event where people can actually really genuinely get hurt by a car that's trying to buck them off and run them over.
Well, and that's what we want too. If you're going to go to something like this, you want a spectacle.
I expect some damage. Damn it!
No, right?
Somebody's going to break a bone.
I don't.
Somebody's hurting their shoulder.
That's right.
Not me.
By the way, Jeffy, it's wrong to root for the Bulls. Stop.
I'm sorry.
Stop.
I will tell you though, there a lot of the fans out there, and I've learned a lot since I've gotten involved with the PBR. I mean, a lot of the fans out there are there to watch the Bulls. I've become a huge fan of several of the Bulls that are
That's
out there in the stock contract because the Bulls are treated like royalty.
Yeah.
I mean, if you could imagine a horse at the Kentucky Derby or something like that, the amount of money, time, and effort, and care that's put into taking care of these animals, the Bulls love, a lot of these Bulls love to buck. I mean, that's... You think that there's all the myths that are out there about the way they're cared about. As a fan, I've gotten to see from the outside. I'll go and I'll cheer Edgar on, and then the next ride I'll be cheering for the bull just because I've become a big fan of both of them.
I was fascinated, too, because since last year was the first time that I've gone, so I started looking at looking up the greatest bulls of all time. And some bulls have been retired because they were so mean.
Right.
I mean, they were so mean and started hurting people. Like, that one's out. We're not even
You're riding
them.
Tornado.
Yeah.
Diablo, right?
So, I mean, it's been a lot of fun. But
Bushwhacker.
So it's got to be a common name. Tornado and Diablo have to be like the top 10 names.
Well, you have a bull out. A couple of the bulls right now. Pearl Harbor is just
I hate that bastard.
Oh, you
I hate him.
Really? I love him. I love him.
He's shady.
I love him.
Way shady.
And then you got a bull called Magic Train, and there's a picture of Matt Sharping, who's his stock contractor, We have him, he's scratching him under the chin. I was there at the World Finals. He rolled the bull over on his back and was scratching his belly. He's like a big old puppy dog. But when he gets out there, I think he has bucked every rider off that he's that has been on the back.
He's a tough competitor.
He loves
Magic
to do
Train.
It.
Tough competitor.
Not my man here.
That's right.
Been bucked up Magic Train, have you?
I haven't.
All right, thank you. Not everyone.
That's fun stuff. So again, it's Saturday night, AT&T Stadium. And then where do you go after Dallas?
The next one is Little Rock.
Little Rock. Mm-hmm. And then how far are we along into the season at this point?
About you're nine events into it. I've been to five, but we're nine events into it. So would you say about halfway through
about
the
halfway,
season?
About halfway, something like that.
Under halfway.
Not even halfway.
No, there's like 26 events, yeah.
Where can people find out more about PBR? Is there one website, professionalbullriding.com, I'm guessing? Yep. PBR.com? Yes,
and they have your stuff on there, too?
Yeah, my stuff is at weavercountry.com.
Okay.
That's my website, or Ryan Weaver Country if you want to get on the Facebook. Weavercountry.com. On the homepage, we've got the Tribute to the Fallen video that the PBR and I put out together. I recorded a song and wrote it on there as part of the Celebrate America EP that's out right now. It's PBR really, really does it right when it comes to honoring our heroes and the bull riders. I'm going to tell you, I've become close to some of the bull riders. I've gotten to hang out with guys like Edgar and immensely patriotic. And we have five countries, sometimes six countries, that are competing all at the same time together. And you see these guys, they're competing side by side because once they get on that bull, it's a rider against the bull. And every one of those riders are out there. They don't want anybody to get hurt. They're out there supporting. It's an amazing organization.
Well, we're planning to attend this Saturday night as well.
I hope to see you.
Yeah, I already planned. The wife, my one son's coming, but
both
my
sons are in the intro.
Yeah, well, we'll be there early. Mm-hmm. She's excited. Son's excited. They got a little bit sick, though. So we're battling that, but we think we're still going to make it Saturday night. So.
They can't be around.
They can't. Well, no, I'll make them one.
They're
not going to
be giving us any plagues.
No, no, I'm going to make the little mask on them.
All right.
Yeah, well, don't worry about it. We got it all planned, Jeff. I mean, they're Asian. You've seen the Asian people wear the masks before. It's what it is. I mean, it's fine. We got it covered. Jeffy, they've been dealing with stuff like that for a long time in Asian countries. Just come on, man.
Well, I'll have to see you guys there.
All right. Thanks, Edgar. Appreciate it, buddy.
Appreciate you guys having us.
Thanks, Ryan. Appreciate you joining us.
Absolutely.
Knowledge is power. Tweet at us with the hashtag #WhatILearnedToday. This is the Morning Blaze with Doc Thompson on the Blaze Radio Network.